Oxalis is a weed-like ground cover that can quickly take over a lawn. Travis Lowe saw Oxalis as an apt metaphor and appropriate title for his latest stage play about one woman's experience with bipolar disorder.
It can have pretty flowers, and it's very hard to kill. So it can look like it's completely dead for long periods of time and then seemingly come back to life.
Life isn't life without the lousy. Dreams are empty without nightmares. You can't resurrect without first descending to hell. There is no life without death. I always need a little death.
A software developer by day, Lowe has performed with and written for Asheville Theater Company since shortly after he and his wife moved from Atlanta about 15 years ago. He developed the premise for Oxalis after observing polished portrayals of mental illness in popular entertainment. He mentioned the ending of the movie Silver Linings Playbook and episodes of Law and Order as examples. He said they rely on familiar tropes of mental illness and belie the actual experiences and challenges for the affected and those close to them. In building out his play's central character, Lowe said he drew upon the Persephone myth, which he explains here.
A deal is struck where she spends half of the year in the underworld and half of the year with her mother, and that explains the seasons of summer and winter and bloom and barrenness. It naturally lent itself to the idea of bipolar disorder, dealing with manic high episodes and depressive lows.
You tell Maju? The pool boy's first this time.
I will not. He is a king.
And I'm a goddess.
You see, this is her disorder talking.
Lowe said he consulted on his script with mental health professionals and those with bipolar disorder. He sees theater as an ideal vehicle for handling the complexity of mental health while also leaving room for audiences to interpret what they've seen and talk about it on their own outside social media.
The other thing that theater allows us to do is use these theatrical conventions, this sort of magical realism, this suspension of disbelief that we're all watching a play. Always our intent is to engender sympathy for someone who is often stigmatized in everyday life and to break people out of viewing someone who is diagnosed with a mental health disorder as some sort of other.
Lowe is soon taking off his playwriting hat and moving to the stage himself, having just been cast in Asheville Community Theater's fall production of Clue. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.